You may be seated. Exodus. Exodus chapter 3. We're going somewhat in a virgin territory. You'll be hearing me say that a lot because of the apostolic assignment that I have to the church, fulfilling Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, getting you in a position where you can operate in the gifts of the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, operate in the Word of God, on your own because you're a child of God. A lot of tradition, a lot of religion. We got to plow through. You had to be strong enough to stand up when God show you something that is new, that is powerful, that always been there, but the church through stagnation had not known it. Knowing how to wear the I am anointing properly. Now, it may not sound like much when we talk about an I am anointing, but it is the anointing, watch what I say now, that God wore. It is the anointing that Jesus wore. It is the anointing that the Holy Spirit wore. It is the anointing he has given to the church to wear. Now this I am anointing, I got a threefold prophecy. I sent it out online. I couldn't hold it. I tried to hold it for the night. I just couldn't hold it. I sent it out. And so that threefold prophecy, I say to you, the Lord said to me, say it seven times for 7 days, and something was going to change in you. So we're gonna work with that. That threefold, I am a carrier of the glory of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the governing power of the Holy Ghost. Those threefold, the prophecy gave me. One of the first things I wrote down, the power of being a carrier of the I am anointing awareness. We're going to clear the awareness of this because it may sound like something you already know, but it's not. It's something that the Holy Spirit is sending out, a threefold anointing. Sam anointing God wore, Sam anointing Jesus wore, Sam anointing the Holy Spirit wore, Sam anointing to give us the wear. And it's an I am anointing. Meaning, what that mean? I am. It means that you have the power to cover anything that shows up. Yourself is already in you. It means you need to stop begging God to do something you can do yourself. And thank God it's already done. In force grace, this, write this down. In force grace by faith at all times. You're enforcing grace by faith that releases the supernatural, that make nothing impossible to you. Grace already paid for it, but you got the key. Grace can't release it unless you unlock it. So grace, everything that God has done for us has to be unlocked by faith. And he has done everything. There's nothing left out. Anything you need, he has left nothing out, okay? Now, we see God in Exodus using this I am anointing name. Moses had to go before Pharaoh and go for him and get the people delivered. In the 13th verse of the third chapter of Exodus, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Now, in having the yield of the Holy Spirit tonight in a different way, a little deeper, he said, what shall I say to him? I think about you. by knowing you're wearing this anointing, what should you say to that situation? What should I say? See, we got to operate by faith. So, why are you down? You're a child of the living God. Or why are you worried that it's not going to work out? It got to work out if you work it out. So, what should I say to this sickness? What should I say to this problem? What should I say to one of my children not lining up like they should? What should I say to it? Speak the word over it. Call things that be not as though they were. Use your divine right. Move the mountain. Speak to it. So here, God, in verse 14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Now that's impactive words. I am that I am. Those words are not common religion. It is a revelation of really who you are. You have an I am anointed because you're a child of the living God. But you got to work that grace and faith, you understand? And you got to know you got a threefold anointed. You got the glory, the grace, and the governing power. The glory, all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do. Grace means everything paid for. Huh? And you have to wear that anointing. You have to go beyond religion. So when God said unto Moses, you want to know who I am? I am that I am. You know how powerful that statement is? I am that I am. Huh? Now watch this. You can say the same thing. Oh, man. I'm going to go 20 minutes tonight. You can say the same thing. He's given you his name. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah. All his name belong to you. And the I am name. So therefore there's no dilemma can come in your life. Any dilemma come in your life, you creating it. Because you haven't stood in your wrong right power. You stood in the wrong power. You see, we think just reading the Bible and praying. No, you got to have some knowledge of who you are. Or your praying not going to do you no good. I'm already there. You got to tell yourself that you're already there. Looking at chaos. Looking at all kind of stuff. But you have to know I'm already there. Why? Jesus brought me there. All I got to do is take it. So when God said unto Moses, I am that I am, and he said, thus should I say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. Just think about it. Tonight in this Bible study, we get to believing that we are I am, the I am anointed on us, and that everything already paid for, and that all we got to do is walk in that I am anointed, walking in God's name. Now, Jesus' whole ministry is in John 14:6. Look at that. Jesus said, I'm the door. I'm the resurrection and the life. I'm the bread of life. I am. I am. And he carried this threefold statement here in John 14:6. Now, the meaning of this is whatever Jesus said, or whatever God say, or whatever the Holy Ghost say, it belonged to me. I can say the same thing God said. I can say the same thing Jesus said. I can say the same thing the Holy Ghost said, and I can get the same result. Now, religion will rob you because religion don't know that. But I want you to know it because you're a pioneer, you're a pace setter. You're a pathfinder. You got to walk with me in this apostolic trail. Yeah, you're going to walk out. You're going to walk out of religion. And you're going to walk out of tradition. And you're going to be saying some things that your cousin ain't going to understand. But they're going to see some things they don't understand in your life if you follow through. And you're supposed to show them something so they can ask you some questions that you can get them further in life. See, this I am anointing is wearing God. We need to stop worrying God. Now that girl done come back here again. That girl, no, I've already done this for her. She crying. She done read 13 chapters and prayed 2 hours. And all she had to do was tell me, God, I got it. Now, if the Holy Spirit don't show up here tonight, we're not going to get this. Because the Holy Spirit is going to have to imprint this in your heart to take you further than you have been, ever been in your life. Further than you ever have been in your life in the Spirit. Operating in that threefold anointing. That Jesus said unto him, now know the two words he used. See, Jesus was here. Here we go. Jesus' time on earth, he was operating through an I am anointed. The same I am anointed God told Moses to tell the children of Israel and tell Pharaoh, and saw so many supernatural miracles happening, Red Sea of all this bread from heaven, that same anointing is available to us. So you must wear, hallelujah, this I am anointing. Now the I am anointing means everything I need, everything I want, everything I have to get rid of, I'm powerful enough within myself to do it. If I flow in my divine nature, if I flow in my born again spirit, I have a right to act like the Holy Ghost, to act like Jesus. I have a right to say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Y'all don't get scared. These are places we need to leap to. Because this system think they're even with us, AI and all that stuff on TV. They think they're in computers. No, they're not equal with us. We are creators. We are established us. We have an assignment from God to live down here just like Jesus lived. That's why Jesus, when he got back, he sent us the same power he was using when he was on earth, which was the Holy Ghost, which was the anointing. You and I wear that same anointing tonight. Now, I'll tell you right now, you really don't have no problem. I'm going to say it in a way so you can catch it. You never forget it. The only problem you got is the one you made your cousin. You know, cousin problem. Because you're letting them in your family. Put them out tonight. Wearing that anointing, knowing that you got power, knowing you know what I am mean? I am mean, I don't need nobody to check it out. I don't need nobody to tell me who I am. I already know who I am. How can you complain? How can you worry? How can you be in fear? Put your body back in place. Put your mind back in place. Put your conscience back in place. Put your imagination back in place and tell them I am. I'm a child of the living God. I'm born of the Spirit. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm anointed. The gifts of the Spirit operating in my life. Gifts, operation and ministration working in my life and manifestation. So write these notes. The power of being a carrier of the I am anointing awareness. You got to be aware. You got to be aware of the Holy Ghost. I'm a carrier of the glory of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the governing power, I like that, of the Holy Ghost. The governing, you're supposed to be a governor down here. As a Christian, you're supposed to be governing, ruling by your faith, ruling by your anointing. Because God lives on the inside of you. You're a God carrier. You're a Jesus carrier. You're a Holy Spirit carrier. You're a word carrier. You're a grace carrier. You're a glory carrier. Talk to me up in here. And I hear the Holy Spirit giving a word here. We might write this word down, identity. I just heard him say it, identity. What we're doing, we're coming to our real identity, not just a church member, a church goer, but our identity as a living child of God with the same anointing that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit have. Now, Jesus used that anointing that I'm teaching you tonight. That's the anointing Jesus was using when he was on earth. What did he do when he came up with a problem? Somebody come to him sick. Somebody come to him broke. Somebody come to him worried. Jesus just talked to him. Told him, no, take this. We miss a lot of stuff. We miss a lot of stuff by depending on men too much. We got to depend on the Holy Spirit. Men can teach you, but you got to reach it. And then sad to say, men are not teaching nothing. They teach a nice little sermon and make you happy, little poem, make your hair stand up on your head, and go home, your butt still whooped. We don't want that. I want you to be alive. I want you to meet the challenge. You're going to have some things that challenge you, but meet it. Stand up, look it in the eye, and tell them, you don't know who I am. In the name of Jesus, you better back off here. You have that authority. To God be the glory in whatsoever I think, say, or do. Listen at this. This sounds so simple, but it's so powerful if you let the Holy Spirit breathe on it. I am going to permit God to bless me. The only reason you don't have the blessing, you haven't permitted God to bless you. You listen to the other point talking about prosperity, gospel wrong, and all the other crazy stuff. What? You better let God prosper you. Permit God to bless me. That means that if I don't permit him, he can't bless me. A lot of good church members, good church folk. But they're not going to get blessed. You got to permit God to bless you. I will fulfill his will in the earth's realm. And when I was meditating, he said, and tell him my cup will continuously run over. With these three anointed, continuously flowing in my life, I cannot be stopped. I cannot be stopped. I feel the Holy Ghost, cannot be stopped. Now you see, religious folk want to get ignorant on this. Because they say, you got to go through something. And they say, God is training you with all this mess. God don't train you with no mess. God is a good God. God can't hurt you. He loved you too much to hurt you. I love Leroy Jr. too much to hurt him. I ain't putting no signal on Leroy. She. You see what I'm saying? So God ain't going to permit that on you. You permitted it. You got to stop it. You got to resist it. And you can. And you will. I can't hear you. Now I hear what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. It may not, I got to follow him closely in this teaching, life is about to get better. Every person under the sound of my voice, your life is about to get better. The Holy Spirit is going to recall tonight some of the things I'm going to say. He's going to recall it. And you're going to put it on the screen where the enemy could read it. And he know you know who you are. You're just like God. You're just like Jesus. Woo, like you're just like the Holy Spirit. You're here to rule, reign, and regulate through that anointing. That's why he give you the self-same anointing. I am healed. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am blessed. I am strong. I am happy. I am full of joy. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. That anointing, that I am anointing, is on the inside of you. All you got to do is wear it. Think about something you're dealing with right now. And you deal with it with an I am anointing. Or you tell that situation, say, I am sending. They know who it is. I am sending. That's what he told Moses. Tell him, go. I know it's a big deal, Moses. I know they got a lot of warriors over there, but just tell them, I am sending you. Now he said, I am that I am. Same thing to you. He's saying the same thing to you tonight. You have an I am anointing. A threefold I am anointing. Glory, grace, and governing. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, sit down. Let me give you a little more. And through these anointing, I will fulfill his will in the earthly realm. My cup will continue to run over. With these three anointings continue flowing in my life, I cannot be stopped. Go to 2 Corinthians. I believe I had one there, 2 Corinthians. I had. Yeah, 2 Corinthians. Chapter 13 and the last verse in 2 Corinthians. Chapter 13 and the last verse. That's a powerful boy, that partner. Yes, sir. You see it? Yes, sir. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. The grace, I got grace with me. I got the love of God with me. What? And I got the communion of the Holy Ghost. Everywhere I go. Don't see it as a benediction. See it as benefit. See where I can use this at any time. It ain't got to be an end of a church service. Now, knowing how to wear the I am anointing properly, let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Knowing how to wear it properly, then I'm going to give you some points to put down. Glory to God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 12 in my Bible. My Bible got heading, and it's talking about being led by the Spirit. And then it takes a whole session to explain what he's talking about when he said led by the Spirit. In the 12th verse, it says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Anybody want to live after the flesh? No way. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die and be whipped you on earth. That's what I'm But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall what? Live. And then verse 14, I know everybody know that verse, right? If you don't know that verse, I got to really pray with you. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But men is led by the Spirit of God. See, to remain in our sonship and to handle our stewardship properly, a blessing, we have to be led by the Spirit of God. You see that? As men is led by the Spirit of God. You say that in verse 14. For as men is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again the fear, but you have received the spirit of what? Adoption, whereby we cry what? The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. You see it? If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. That's knowing how to wear that anointing right there, being led by the Spirit. Turn to John 14:6, and John 14:6 is going telling us, get ready to live the supernatural lifestyle. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father, that's supernatural. That changed everything in your life. That one voice. If you get the realization or the revelation of that, your life is changing right now. I'm the way. Three things. I'm the way, truth, and life. That anointing in you activate all three of those things.
Yes.
I'm a truth activator. I'm a life activator. I'm a way activator. I activate it by the anointing. I activate the way, I activate the truth, and I activate the life by the anointing. Come on here. I'm a governing activator. For heaven. I'm a supernatural activator. I'm a miracle activator. I'm a sign. I'm a wonder activator. You have to know that. That's why Ephesians 4:11, 16 come. Stop being a baby all your life. Stop crying to everybody else to pray for you. Pray for yourself. Drive that demon out yourself. Shut him down. Put the blood on him. Put the name on him. Put praise on him. He get crazy. Stop worshiping and dancing and putting your hand and calling God's name Jehovah Jireh. Why would it help? He knows. But the sad thing is most church members don't know. They got to get 9 people to pray for them. And 7 of them don't know how to pray. Get ready to live the supernatural lifestyle. That John 14:6 is talking about a supernatural lifestyle. Turn to Matthew 25. If you be faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many things. But you got to be faithful. Matthew 25:21. His Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Why would he say that if he don't want us to be over many things? Why would he say that if he don't want us to have a blessed life? Why would God play with us like that? Why would he lie to us and tell us he wants to have many things? And you got your religious revelation fighting against many things. So long the thing don't have you. God is an unlimited God. Why limit the Holy One of Israel? Your levels in life turns into good success now. All your levels in life. Y'all ain't eating this stuff. Turn, I'm prophesying over you. All your levels in life turn to good success right now. You know why I know that? Nothing can't stop you. If you follow instruction, you can't be stopped. Look at Joshua 1:8. That's all you got to do. Joshua 1:8. That's all you got to do. So let me say this. Let me say this on God's behalf. I'm taking all the limits off of you right now. Online, y'all praising me. I ain't getting enough praise in you. I'm taking, good God Almighty. I received that. Yeah, you receive it? Otherwise, you're leaving here with no limit. I'm going to say it another way and catch it. You're catching more. You're leaving here wearing a no-limit anointing. You know the anointing don't have no limit. You know Jesus had no limit. You know God don't have no limit. You know the Holy Ghost don't have no limit. So we operating in the same power. We ought to be able to get the same result. That's how much our Father loves us. He said, I want you to live like me. I made my mind up. I'm going to live like God. The blessing the Father want me to have, I receive right now. In the name of Jesus. Now all you gotta do is meditate Joshua 1:8. You cause it to happen. Yeah, you got to release it. And you have something to sit down. Yeah, you have something. Yeah, I'm gonna close in a few minutes. I told my wife my tea, but I have my wife look at me like I'm crazy. She ain't never saw me. She never saw me teach a half hour. Now, all cultures of racism is snatched out of your life right now. Turn to 1 John 4:4. Turn to 1 John. See, this anointing snatch every culture out of your life. In other words, you can't feel inferior if you understand your interior. Trying to live on the outside and please somebody. Walk from the inside and let them see your God. Come on, y'all. Come on here. I don't have to prove nothing to nobody but God. Yeah. See, you're just trying to please somebody. Trying to be something for somebody. Just be who you are. Who God made you to be. Hallelujah. So all cultures of racism is snatched out of your life right now. First John 4:4. You have God, little children, and have overcome them. Now who is them? Anybody who wants to say that I'm not blessed. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You got it? Yes. Sit down. See, walking in this anointing, you can't think inferior. You can look at a sign. You can look at something come on TV and just laugh. Just almost fall out your seat. I'm so blessed. Then I can love everybody. Jesus' ministry on earth, now here's a good one. Jesus' ministry on earth was built upon the I am anointed. Look at John, if we looked at John 14:6, look at John 6:35 quickly. John 6:35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger. He that believes on me shall never thirst. That's somebody to know who they were. You got to know who you are. Huh? Yes. 10 and 9. John 10 and 9. John 10, 9. I am the door. Look at you, look at keep you now I am. I am the door. Yes. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. He just knew who he was. Well, suppose you walk around like I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, because Jesus is. I am, I am. Tonight you must recognize fully the power of your I am anointing. What about John 10, 10? Huh? Why would you accept a baboon life? You got John 10, 10. I wrote, neglect this anointing and you will have great regrets in your life. Acts 10, 38. Acts 10, 38. Then I'm going to deal with a few minutes. I'm going to deal with the days of deception. These are days of deception in the church everywhere. But boy, I'm telling you, they're fighting each other, all kind of crap going on, you know. Neglect this anointing, you will have great regret in your life. Acts 10, 38. Let's write that down. Acts 10, 38. These are days of deception. How many understand what I say when these are days of deception? So watch what I'm going to say now, because this is very important to me as a pastor. Watch what I'm about to say. These are days of deception. I must get you in the realm of discernment on a daily basis. You are anointed to be a discerner. So nobody ain't got no business deceiving you. I don't care how good they look, what they're wearing, or what they're saying. Something will go off like a gag will come. I be talking to people dressed nice, talking nice. Something wrong here. So I shift it in reverse. I'm about to get out of here. Some kind of, I won't make a way, because it's deception. These are days of deception. Everybody agree with that, right? This is what it said. Let me the Holy Ghost said, but I must get you in the realm of what? Discernment on daily basis. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 14 through 16. You hear?
Yes, sir.
For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understand him, how be in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. All right. That's 1 Corinthians 2, 14? No, that's 1 Corinthians 14, 2. You got me backwards. Go back to 1 Corinthians 2, 14. I'm going to stop using y'all after a while and go back to my Bible. I know you're trying. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can they know him, the natural man. But because they are spiritually discerned. Now, discernment is so important. Y'all look that word up and then be sure you got all the definitions, what it means to be a discerner. Now, I can locate you in 5 seconds. You walk up to me, 5 seconds, I got you. Because I always keep all my switches on. See, you got to get to the point where you can't get God off your mind.
Yes.
You can do it.
Yes.
You're doing some other thing, but you got him on your mind.
Yes.
He can tap in anytime you get ready.
Yes.
And change everything you're doing.
Yes.
You want to live there.
Yes.
That's a life to live there.
Yes.
Ooh, my goodness. Ooh, my goodness. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, my goodness. That's a life to live. Power. All right, go to the First Corinthians, not 24, 1 Corinthians 2:15. But he that is spiritual judges all things. See that? Yet himself is judge of no man. And 16 for it. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? What? But we have the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me give you these words and I'm closing. I did good, 40 minutes. Let me give you these words. Illustration, revelation, inspiration, illumination. I'll go over and see if you get them. Insights, instructions, plural. In a man. Illustrations, revelations, inspiration, illumination, insight, instruction in a man. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. The ministry of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit operate under the I am anointed. Given to you and I to operate with now. I don't know why should I tell you this one. Yeah, I got to tell you. The 23rd Psalm is sitting at the I am table to eat. The I am anointing is fourfold. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the believer. The I am anointing is fourfold. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the believer. Now, my wife and I started saying it. We say it seven times a day. That's what he told. See, God gave some instruction. He's checking you out. He said, you know, he can do it any way he wants. But he give you instruction. I said, what? He said, yes, say it seven times a day for 7 days and your whole life won't change. I think what he's doing is he's going to set that anointing in us properly. Yeah, you know, we're going to overpower our mind. See what I'm saying? And you're going to get in our spirit. You got to say it. And say it out loud. Now, you can't be mumbling. And say that thing. Get up and say it with me right now, and I'm closed. Gotta be a grown old thinker, right? That's so many things. That Jesus. I'm a carrier
of
the glory of God.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the governing power
of the Holy Ghost.
I'm a carrier
of the glory of
God.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the governing power of the Holy Ghost.
One more time. We said one more time.
Trying to get it in.
Because in spiritual things,
we have equated spiritual things
so long to feeling.
Feeling ain't got nothing to do with this. What we're dealing with here is a divine prophetical fact.
And when you're saying it,
you actually prophesying
to yourself.
All right? And those anointing, the Holy Spirit, now he's going to help you.
If something come along
kind of shabby or kind of shaky,
the Holy Spirit will be
there. He can
bring it back up
to put his arm around
you and give you
power to deal with it.
All right, one more time.
I'm a carrier
of
the glory of God.
And the glory of God,
you know, that's all God is,
all God has,
all God can do,
all God can be.
And you know what the
grace means? Grace means
ownership.
And so
I'm governing
my glory and
my grace.
Oh, no, grace is ownership.
I'm governing my glory. See, the glory of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm governing both of them. Governing glory and grace. As you make that confession. Now, you know, my brother and sister, if you got glory loose in your life and got grace holding glory hand in your life, what? Then you come along as the governor. You govern your health. You govern your wealth. What about your joy? Huh? If you feel bad, just laugh. Force yourself. Just laugh at it. Just laugh. Just start laughing. Now, somebody around you who don't know why you're laughing might think you're stupid. But guess who's stupid? They don't know where you're coming from. All right? It's up to you all now. It's up to you all. Take it and run with it. Take it and run with it. Amen.